Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and this 7 o'clock portion of the Morning Adventure is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. You're going to find them, of course, in West Plains. You'll find them in Thayer. You'll find them in Ava. And you'll also find them in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Speaking of Ava, well, that's where we're headed with this coach's show, this portion. And we're going to talk with Ava Bears head coach, Casey Merrifield. Hey, man, how we doing?
Doing great, and you?
Doing fantastic. Well, congratulations last week, man. You got a great win over a solid Houston Tiger football team. That's what the doctor ordered. You know, you beat Salem, you beat Houston. That, a couple of wins back-to-back, it's got to be feeling pretty good over there.
Absolutely. You know, feel like we got some kinks worked out. We're doing a lot of things better. Still got plenty to work on, but we're headed in the right direction finally.
You know, most everybody knows you got a lot of new pieces there, and it truly, I'm not making excuses neither. I mean, it's a fact. It takes a little bit of time to gel, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're still moving pieces around, trying to figure out how to get the best 11 on the field. And sometimes inexperience leads to that. And, you know, we hope that here in the next couple weeks we get all the kinks worked out. And we're the best football team we could be heading into districts.
Now, are you the kind of coach that really loves competition and you let your players know there's no comfort? You know, if the guy behind you is playing harder, playing better, guess what? He's going to play.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the key to being the best you can be is everybody knowing their job's at risk every Friday night.
Well, it's another Friday night, and you get the 6-0 Thayer Bobcats, and I believe we're at the Hill tonight. That's a plus. But tell you what, Breyer, he's kind of got it rolling over there in Oregon County, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, you know Breyer's an excellent coach. He's always got his kids ready. You know, always got a great game plan, and we're gonna have our hands full tonight. But we're treating it as an opportunity. We're you know, I'm sure everybody and their brother believes we're gonna get beat tonight. And we're going to show up, try to put our best brand of football on the field, and hope good things happen.
Well, you know, I've told several folks that, you know, you're the team that I see in the SEA that I'm telling you, it's going to happen somewhere. It's going to happen. You know, things are going to really start clicking, and there's trouble for your opponents. But with that being said, you know, the Bobcats and their style of play, it kind of mirrors what you want to do, what Mountain Grove wants to do. You know, you guys want to control the ball. You want to chew the time up. You want to run it and shorten the game for your opponent.
Absolutely. You know, it sets up well for us tonight. Even though we're underdogs, we feel like both teams are trying to shorten the game. So if we can make a couple big plays here and there, maybe generate a turnover or two. We feel like the fourth quarter, we can be right in the middle of it if everything goes our way.
And defensively, I mean, this is, you know, players got to be they got to be very disciplined tonight, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, it's something we've talked about all week is no big plays. Make sure everybody's in their fit, doing their job. Trust that your 10 teammates do their job, and we're just going to grind away. And hopefully we can get Thayer to make a couple mistakes for us.
Yeah, you keep Thayer away from those third and shorts, fourth and shorts, because I call it that power. You know, they just fill the backfield up, and they're pretty good at that short 1 and 2 yard pickup.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a pretty similar train of thought to what we try to accomplish. Anytime you can stay above the chains, the entire playbook's open, and Thayer does a really good job of keeping themselves in those second and fives or sixes, and then third and two or three, and, you know, you can do a lot of things. Playbook's got all kinds of answers for those situations, but if you can figure out how to get him in those third and sevens and eights and, you know, second and twelves, suddenly that playbook gets a little smaller, and it makes it a little tougher to get out of the hole.
I don't. You may have mentioned this to your players, but, you know, tonight's game, this could be their signature game of the year right here.
Yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity. I believe Thayer comes in ranked number one in class one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people play high school football. They never get a chance to play against the number one team in the state. So they do have a great opportunity ahead of them. Now, with that opportunity comes a great football team that's going to show up ready. And, you know, we're treating it as an opportunity, though. We feel like if we go out, play, and execute, then we're going to have a chance to shock a lot of people.
Well, it should be a packed house. Thayer travels well, so, you know, all you Ava Bears out there, fans listening to us this morning, I'm telling you, you need to get there, you need to be there, you need to be rowdy, you need to be loud, you need to be proud, because that is a difference maker, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Home field advantage is a huge thing. And like you said, Thayer travels really well, so we're going to have to pack those stands out to have that home field advantage.
All right, everybody, again, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield, we appreciate you joining us on this Friday morning, and good luck, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good.